Triple Team Traffic, and let's check in again with Ricky Meese. Ricky, things getting better?
Well, a little bit. We're starting to see the backups don't reach as far back, and traffic is starting to move a little bit better in the area, but we still have the two left lanes blocked with this injury accident involving multiple vehicles. Tow truck has at least one of them loaded up now. This is southbound I-15, 1800 South. We also have a new accident called out. I haven't been able to find it in the live shots of the traffic cameras from UDOT, but keep an eye out for this. It's on the ramp from eastbound I-80 at 6 South, the off-ramp involving two vehicles. Len Thomas?
Well, we're looking at a Murray crash, Winchester Street. That's about 6400 South. It's affecting both directions on State Street there, but it's not too bad. You can get around that. You might want to take 53rd South, but don't take 45th South if you're getting off the freeway, because it is thick and slow into Taylorsville, either direction, I-15 to Redwood Road. Little construction there. And taking the drive southbound 15, it's looking up, but still tight from the quarry just to SR-92. Then easing up. You still got slowing on Redwood Road from Lehigh Main Street to 2100 North. Mark?
You can feel free to take I-15 northbound rolling out of downtown. It looks much, much better for about the first time all afternoon. Dealing with sluggish volume in Davis County from just past Lagoon Highway 89 up to Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 still a little bit rough, and an announcement coming from Woods Cross this evening. SR-68 Woods Cross 500 South. Going to be closed by UPRR at the railroad crossing due to crossing work tonight through Monday morning. Use 400 North or Redwood Road. Ellen DeGeneres calls him unbelievable. Paul Cardall, gorgeous. But his friends just call him Jason. Jason Lyle Black's Piano Preludes on sale now. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.